Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, countering the lying mainstream media. Now we just heard from the useful idiots in the mainstream media that 97% of those in the military have gotten their shots. Boy, that's kind of in contrast to the numbers that we have here, which was 70% said no. But again, if the masses believe what the mainstream media says, then they're going to feel a little, well, singled out, ostracized, maybe even, well, you know, maybe they're in the position now that, you know, I know they don't believe the media, but they're going to go out and get the shot anyways because 97% of the military has. And we've been told that 200 million Americans have. Folks, let me say this again. The opposite is true. The opposite is true. And again, when the American people wake up to that fact, then maybe they can take control of corruption and quit acting like there's nothing they can do about the issues in which they face. That's sickening, and it's un-American, and it's definitely un-Christian every step of the way. I want to show you something real quick. I did not plan on this, but this is the COVID world. This is the mainstream media censorship in full force, making sure this is the information that you do not get. And this is why 70% of the military has said no to the said vaccines, the experimental shots. Well, here's a list of people who have had their legs amputated shortly after receiving their said COVID-19 vaccine. Here's Dave Mears. He's a former Taekwondo world champion. He said that 1 month after receiving AstraZeneca vaccine, his leg, it exploded. This is what he said. And, of course, this is what the mainstream media doesn't want you to see again. And this is what we mean for you to see. Cicero Santos, a Brazilian woman, had left leg amputated 1 week after receiving her Pfizer experimental shot. There she is with her two kids without her left leg. Then we have Jumai Nashi, 47-year-old medical assistant. She had her left hand, right fingers, and both legs amputated shortly after receiving her second Pfizer experimental jab. This is, again, the mainstream media withholding this information from the people on a global basis. Here's Goran. He is a 50-year-old construction worker who had his leg amputated due to blood clots 3 weeks after receiving his AstraZeneca vaccine. Did you hear about that through the mainstream media? Nope. That's why you resort to the sonsoflibertyradio.com. And those on social media platforms, go ahead and take a look at the massive censorship taking place on our sites. And we will legally hold them accountable. Just stay tuned. Rest assured, it's coming. We have Alex Mitchell, a Scottish man, had his left leg amputated 2 weeks after receiving his AstraZeneca vaccine. Right? There he is in the hospital without his left leg, learning to rewalk now. He was one of those guys that felt pressure from the government, too, in their lying narrative. Americans, can I ask you a question? How many judges need to tell you that what your government is doing is unconstitutional? How many? Well, we're hearing this from several governors right now because they're feeling the pressure from the constituents. That's why they're changing their narrative, right? People pleasers. A bunch of chameleons is what they are. How many judges, federal judges, state judges, do we need to have remind us as the American people that what governors are doing, what mayors are doing, is completely unconstitutional? How many times do I need to reiterate the point that administrative law is completely unconstitutional? Those that serve we the people derive their just powers from the consent of the governed. We delegate power from them concerning the rights that we receive from God. And then all of a sudden your said representatives go ahead and delegate that authority that we gave to them to corporations? Big Pharma? No, that's illegal. But that is, in fact, what is happening here. Okay? Here's another one. Harold Moley. He's an Australian man. He had his left leg amputated just days after receiving his AstraZeneca vaccine. Did you hear about this on the mainstream media? Just wanted to make sure. Here is Katsiria Kongyu. 20-year-old student lost her leg after AstraZeneca vaccine, the experimental jab. She died 2 months later from blood thinner complications. Did you hear that by the mainstream media? I didn't think so. Here is Juan Pablo Medina, a Mexican-American actor, had his leg amputated due to blood clots shortly after receiving COVID-19 vaccine. Oh, by the way, I had a senator in South Dakota that requested that I go out to dinner with them, her and her husband, and she immediately, upon sitting down to have dinner, she showed me a picture of blood clots removed from one of their friends that just received the shot. Now, did you hear that from the mainstream media? And, of course, I'm not being facetious, folks, but it does feel at times where I feel like I'm Elijah on top of the mount, making fun of the false prophets and those that are going along with the false prophets. We're just waiting for the fire to fall, okay? 1 Kings 18, read it when you get a moment. Here is another one, a Jeanne Calkin, state senator that went along with the narrative. Man, she should have knew better than anybody. And it goes to show you that if these people are getting paid by special interest to lie to the public, what is it that they won't do to them? Well, just ask Jeanine, she'll tell you now. State senator had leg amputated shortly after receiving her COVID-19 experimental shot. And Americans, did you hear a word about this? Absolutely not. The only thing that you hear is you're hearing from the mainstream media, once again, under the control of six corporations in this fascist state, under the dictates of the CIA, do as you're told or else. So what do? They read the teleprompter, they tell you what it says, they parrot it, and they could care less about what the results are as long as it doesn't have anything to do with them. Isn't that right? That's exactly right, and that's exactly what's going on. Oh, and by the way, speaking of parroting the teleprompter, everybody had to have seen this new one. This one just fell, or this segued perfectly into what I want to say next. You all seen this, didn't you? Look at this parrot. His name is Joe Biden. You know the guy that's guilty of treason, that's tolerated by 330 million people to reside in the People's White House? Here, check this one out. He's reading the teleprompter. Now listen to what he says at the very end.
I cannot pretend that I have not been a loyal champion of my party.
Circus of politics.
But I've always served.
Another one of the clowns.
When I did it, so first and foremost, as an American,
let's just go to the end of
we
it.
We can find that unity again. Then the message said, end of message.
End of message. In other words, he is parroting the teleprompter. End of message. End of message. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email Rob at WisconsinChristianNews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, we're talking about today going after the sandbox tyrants. I'll get to that in just a moment. Went to a school board meeting yesterday with an investigator and a friend of ours that is taking it to the school board and reminding them that they are to be servants and representatives of the people and the law. They are not to be a law unto themselves. We'll get to that in just a moment. I'm going to play a couple videos from both of the speakers and how they managed to take it straight in and show them what the law says. The first one's a warning. The second one is not. And that's where we're at. We're past the warning now. So we're looking forward to see what's going to happen lawfully concerning those that are playing the demigods behind the desks concerning the school board members. We'll get to that in just a moment. Want to highlight this really quick. Again, I want you to hear this. This is what's going on in Canada right now. And what you need to hear over there is people are rising up. And it's interesting. All of these tests are being misplaced. But wait a second, friends. It gets better than that. It really does. I'm going to take you over to Brazil in just a moment. But let's check out what's going on over in Canada together, shall we? Check this out.
In the future. Mr. Speaker. The government's mismanagement of this pandemic has hit a new low, and declosing the border isn't working, and neither is testing. From February to June, this government misplaced 30% of COVID tests from people entering this country. Almost 400,000 tests lost. Mr. Speaker, there are now new testing requirements. This government isn't protecting Canadians 20 months into the pandemic, and they haven't gotten testing right. Why would Canadians trust you?
Okay, here's the thing. It's not about the testing. It's about getting people scared enough to actually submit to the tyrannical government and what it is that they're ordering out of this chaos. Remember? They create the chaos and then they bring in the New World Order. Well, that's exactly what's happening. There's some people that just aren't going to put up with it. And let me bring you to Brazil really quick so you can get a clear understanding as to what I'm saying. According to Reuters, it's another propaganda outlet, but maybe they blurted the truth out in their confusion. Perhaps that's what it seems to be here in this particular case. But we have Brazil Health Ministry website hit by hackers. In other words, the people in that prospective country are not going to take it. The vaccination data targeted. Guess what, friends? It completely disappeared. The hackers came in. You know what? The globalists don't care if the data is still there. That's not the objective. The objective is to make sure, again, that they can scare you enough, oppress you enough, and drive you enough to the local hospital to get your kill shot. Right? That's what this is all about. And if that doesn't work, well, then they'll promote more fear and bring about another booster. And if that one doesn't take you out quick enough, what they'll do is they'll promote another one. And don't doubt what I'm telling you, friends, because, again, as we all know here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, it's exactly what it's about, because that's the fruit of what we're seeing out there. Okay? And, again, let's not play the fools to these people, to these ill-designing men. Because we know what they're about, and again, if we would consider the source, we wouldn't even be having this conversation right now. But we're having this conversation because, again, people are not paying attention to the facts. And facts are stubborn things, and we need to get back to the facts. I wanted to highlight something, too, I ran across earlier, and I thought it was interesting because we hit this right at the very beginning of this offset of this pandemic. I'm going to get to that in a moment. I want to play this next video for you. This is another woman. This is in Poland. This is all the information they're trying to censor from the American people and people on a global basis. But I want you to hear it again for your own ears to hear and your own eyes to see. Ready for this one?
Let me ask Mr. Chuczynski, how many refugees has Poland taken?
Zero.
Oh, you know what? Here, forgive me. That was the wrong piece. And I want to get to the next piece because I got so many pieces, got so much information. I'm thinking about you all the time, friends. In all sincerity, I am. This is what I was going to say. Do you remember at the beginning of this pandemic, remember how we highlighted the Spanish flu that was sold to the people back in 1918? Do you also remember when we told you almost 2 years ago, up and coming now, that all of the people that died from this alleged Spanish flu were only the ones that were vaccinated? Guess what's happening today? The elephant in the middle of the living room today is, guess what? The only people that are dying are the ones that are taking the said vaccinations. I just want to make clear we all understand what's being said here. Now what I want to do, I'm moving it over to another topic and teeing it up for today's show, going after the sandbox tyrants. Yesterday, I was invited to go to a school board about 3 hours away. And, of course, we are not hearers only in this ministry. We are doers because we're not deceiving ourselves, James 2:14 through 26. And we want to be a part of the answer, not a part of the problem. Now, when it comes to the young people, I especially have a heart for it because I was one of those kids. And that's why we've done 364 high schools, public high schools, in 25 different states. Because we see that they're being subjected to everything and protected from nothing. So, again, we want to be a part of the answer, not a part of the problem. Well, guess what? We have friends. King David, just like that. King David said, I'm a companion of all them that fear the Lord and of them that keep thy precepts. Well, in this particular case, that's exactly what we have. So what I want to do is I want to bring my friend Nick Hillman. He's a registered nurse, and he's not only qualified to take it to the school board concerning his profession, but he's also knowledgeable of the law in calling these individuals out for their crimes against the children and against the parents. Now, I don't necessarily feel sorry for the parents because it's the parents that are the ones that are responsible for dropping their kids off at the school gate to be raised up by their sworn enemies. How that makes sense, I have no idea. But it doesn't make sense. We understand that because of what Scripture tells us in Proverbs 22, verse 6, that we are to train up a child in the way that they are to go. So when they are old, they will not depart from it. Let's hold to the word. We'll always be safe. But what I want to do is I want to introduce you to Nick Hillman. And he's going to go ahead and give his little 3-minute spiel that he's got to confront the board. So I want you to listen to this, and this is how it's done. In a couple minutes following after the next, after this first segment that we're on right now, we're going to go to the second one, and then I'm going to bring you over to our friend Keith Haskell, who's an investigator who also gave his little three-minute spiel, and I'm going to show you that as well, as are you going to hear it in 154 cities on audio. So let's get to this. Here's Nick Hillman. Here comes
I didn't
Nick.
Really mean to ignore all your.
This is the school board meeting last evening.
Agenda. Public input is first. This is for any other agenda items.
I'll tell you the story of what happened to me over there yesterday as well in just a moment. But first, Nick. Here's Nick Hillman.
I'm Nick Hillman again. Here we are. The board still has yet to listen to the public on the mask mandate. That's truly been made clear. I honestly don't understand. Very watched videos, watched from August 9th. There's even, you know, the petition with thousands of names from the public that said that the mask mandate was not an option. Yet it was ignored and actually later stated by Chairman Nelson that the public input doesn't really matter. It has been mentioned by the board that you are leaders as well and even attend leadership trainings. And some of you may have leadership-like qualities, but you're not elected leaders. You're elected public servants.
Amen.
And your job is to represent us and what we say, not the CDC, the FDA, or any other unconstitutional executive orders. And because you were elected by the people can also remove you. Don't forget that. You act like you're above the law and protected in some way. I'm here to tell you, you're not. We the people have more authority than your board or any of its members. You are our servants.
That's right.
That's what you signed up for when running for the school board position. And it also seems, with the decision being made, that it's like you own our kids and can control our kids. You can't. They are not a product of the state. They are our kids. As Director Hagelin pointed out in one of the past meetings recently, it seems weird to me that we are giving rights back to the parents for their own kids. I would have to agree. It is so ironic that the school board that makes decisions on the education of our kids are so uneducated. Instead of pushing the racial, trans, homosexual agenda, inclusivity, equity, and CRT crap on our kids, go back to the basics. Maybe start by teaching the Constitution and the biblical principles on which this country was founded. Because if you did that, there'd be morals, truth, and love, not racism, division, and hate
that
your curriculum's pushed.
Amen.
And constitutional right is clearly something this board has never been taught. And I know ISD 181 didn't teach me when I went through this school. Why are all the private schools, Christian schools, and other public schools in our area and around the state and country not having issues with COVID-19 and they don't put masks on their kids? I demand you take this illegal mask mandate off as of 12/14/21 and start acting like public servants, not communist dictators.
Amen. Amen. So that's Nick Hillman. That was the first speaker. I'm going to pull Nick up in just a moment right after this hard break. We're going to get his two cents and his feedback concerning the video as to what took place yesterday. And then we're going to have Keith Haskell, the investigator. I'm going to play some audio video for you there. And then he's going to call in as well. And then I'm going to tell you what my experience was yesterday because it was quite interesting in the process as well. So I have something to say as well, guys. Okay. 1-866-582-9933. Be right back.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Kentucky Democrat Governor Andy Beshear is giving an update on the cleanup efforts in his state after tornadoes tore communities apart and damaged buildings. He touts the efforts to remove the debris from the hardest hit areas.
It feels pretty good to not just be pushing this stuff out of the way, but to be loading it up and taking it out of town. There's something therapeutic about taking that chaos and destruction and death and getting it out of some of those areas.
At least 88 people died across multiple states from severe weather, with 74 of them in Kentucky. Over 100 people are still unaccounted for in Kentucky. 3% of U.S. COVID cases are involving the Omicron variant, according to the CDC, but no deaths have been related to it. This is USA Radio News. The Senate is set to vote this week on the National Defense Authorization Act to fund the military. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell from Kentucky on the Senate floor commends lawmakers for coming together to strengthen the U.S. military.
After months of delay, our colleagues have an opportunity to begin showing that America is serious about keeping pace with adversaries like Russia, who've spent decades modernizing their militaries with a singular focus on countering our military advantage.
The senator also calling for the United States to provide aid to Ukraine as tens of thousands of Russian troops mobilize on that country's borders. The November Producer Price Index, or PPI, jumped a whopping 9.6% year over year. Meantime, the PPI rose 0.8% last month. Surging prices for gas, food, iron, and steel were among the main drivers. USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. We've just shown you this a couple minutes ago here, friends, right before the break.
Of our kids.
And this
so
is none other than Nick Hillman.
Instead of pushing the racial trans.
Hey, so Nick, I got him online right now. Welcome to the show, Nick. So what was your thoughts about last evening concerning how you took it to the school board? I mean, what do you feel their response was to what it is that you are bringing to the table as to the mask mandate and other issues in which they're trying to drive down, namely indoctrination. And let me remind everybody, illegal indoctrination taking place in public schools today.
Well, that's exactly it. It is illegal. And the mask mandate that they put on is illegal. And how they handled that deal was very cowardly. And as leaders, as they like to call themselves and have called themselves.
Yeah, where are they getting that from, Nick? Where do you suppose they're getting that from? Why would they think that they're leaders?
You know, I honestly don't know. From the people above them, I guess, it just tells them they seem like they're above the law, as I had stated. And that's exactly how they acted last night. They got up, they acted cowardly, they ran away. And, you know, they're teaching our kids, you know, to not stand up for yourself or anybody. They just
got
up and walked away.
Yeah, yeah. Well, now, Tim, or Nick, I got to say this, though, in all fairness, when you were done giving your message, I was in an overflow room, and in that overflow room, when you were done with your 3 minutes, all of the people in the room, they all gave you a hand clap. And what was interesting about that is when I turned around, I told him, I said, well, why don't you take off your mask then? Because all of those people that were clapping were adults that probably had children in this school district, and they were just going along to get along. And it shows you who they're willing to obey. They're willing to obey the tyrant rather than the law. But again, I just wanted to make clear that you understood that everybody basically shouted you down in the sense of, all right, great job, Nick, but they're all playing along with the tyrant. And it's a pretended authority, and people do not realize that it's a pretended authority, Nick.
Correct.
Yeah. So what is it that you'd like to say before I pull up Keith Haskell's video as well to the public at large as to how do we get the job done? People ask all the time, Nick, so what do we do? What do we do? What do we do? Nick, you're not like schooled in this, but you just care enough to go ahead and read the law and then take it to them. So what would you say to all those people that are on the sidelines playing the spectators right now?
Basically, go at these boards. Get there, speak. Don't be scared to speak. It does not take anything to go speak. If you have a fear of that, well, then you shouldn't have fear because you should trust in the Lord. Go and get it done. Put it to them. Use the law, the Bible. It is on our side. The Lord gives us the victory at the end of the day, and that's what we're going to do, and we will be taking it to them lawfully, though they didn't want to listen to us. How we're going to do that, they'll just find out.
Let me say this in just so everybody understands. So you're not just threatening them, you're actually planning on seeing this through. And the people will understand more after I play now Keith's piece. But you do plan on suing this board, is that true?
Yeah, we will be moving forward with this and going through with that, correct. They aren't just getting off scot-free. They had multiple warnings.
So when you say multiple warnings, how many warnings does that include? One, two, three, four?
Personally, from myself, I'd say I gave them probably three or four, somewhere in that range. And other people have kind of, you know, just stated what they want. And the bottom line is there was a petition with over 2,000 names on it on August 9th. It was rolled out in front of them in 11-point font and single-spaced, rolled out on live camera and left there for the meeting. And they ignored that.
Amen. Well, I'm going to play Keith's piece now, and they're going to understand that they can go ahead and pretend that you guys don't mean what you say, but I think they're going to get the point at the very end, and I'm talking to the listeners and the viewers, you're going to get the point at the very end of this next video, because what's happening is Keith Haskell, this investigator, is going behind that of Nick Hillman and basically laying out the law, giving them their final warning, and telling them exactly how this is going to go down. Thanks for calling in, Nick. I totally appreciate it in so many different ways. And thank you for taking a stand. We appreciate that. So let's do this. Let's get over to Nick, or not Nick Hillman's piece, but Keith Haskell's piece, confronting the board yesterday. And folks, I want you to keep in mind, I'm in the overflow room during this particular time because I wouldn't sit in there and pretend with these people when they said, you need to wear a mask. I said, I'm not wearing one of those masks. Well, then you need to go over here. By the way, within itself was completely unconstitutional as well. I'll talk about that after I show you this piece and have a conversation with Keith real quick. But again, I'm showing you, friends, how to get the job done. You take it to them. The law's on your side, just like Nick said, and Keith's about ready to tell you exactly what it is that you need to hear. Here we go.
I'm sorry, my name is Keith. I'm not an attorney and I'm not an attorney spokesman, and no school board members were hurt in the recording of this infomercial, but some of you might be a little bit hurt by the end of it. I'm making statements tonight. I'm not asking you any questions because we can't do that, and I'm not asking you to answer any because you won't. So please don't interrupt me. Don't ask me questions. Don't play on your smartphone. I'm a man living on the land within the borders of Minnesota, and I'm one of the people that is not subject to all your school board's rules. See, I'm not a school board employee. I'm not a student. You don't rule over parents. That's not how this is set up. I assure you that not hearing what I have to say tonight and taking it very seriously will be extremely detrimental to your position on this board, to your entire board, and you as an individual. Our God-given rights are just that. They're God-given. And from the videos that I've been watching and the points I've been getting before I decided to come in here, you're not God. The founding documents in this country and our founding forefathers, like the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution of the United States, the Minnesota Constitution, state and federal statutes, U.S. codes, the American Disability Act, and more, have all been quoted to you in some of these meetings. And you know what? Nowhere in those documents does it say to protect the Brainerd School Board. It says to protect the people. However, my father taught me something. He said, son, don't tell somebody their system's broken if you're not going to offer advice on how to fix it. Here's my advice. One statement, and it's free. Start listening. God gave us two ears, one mouth, in proportion, to listen twice as much. You have not been doing that. So you made up a bunch of your own little rules, just like Timmy the Tyrant, the sandbox bully, about time restraints for people being limited to 3 minutes to talk to you, not answering any questions, don't call out an individual, and your wonderful mask policy. They're hypocritical. How do I know? Because I know where you've been, and you don't wear masks outside of the school board meetings very often. If you want to see the video, I'll be happy to play it. But if I play it for you, I'm playing it for the whole world. So, you're not dumb, and I'm not trying to insult you or treat you like you're dumb. But more importantly, we the parents, we're not dumb either. And in fact, all across America and across Minnesota, they've been coming to school boards for 4, 5, 6, 7 months, talking about masking and everything else with no recourse, or so you thought. Tonight, we have banded together, and this is the announcement. It starts right here in good old Brainerd, Minnesota. Now, parent members are a little stronger and more resourceful than most school boards. So a little education for you, because you're in charge of education, and I'd like you to hear it. Masks don't work. It's right on the box. I know. I spent 16 years in fire rescue. These do absolutely nothing. And to quote our own governor, November 17th on national TV, he knows that what he ordered last year just didn't work. I have news for you. 5 or 10 sick kids in a school district of hundreds or even thousands is not a crisis.
It's the nice beeper just went off. Now pay attention. Tonight.
Yep. When the truth and mask money in public forum, where's that? In closing, because you think my time is up, I'll share this with you. Your next campaign for running for school board should be masking for money, because that's what you're doing. Okay? So you're on notice tonight, officially. You are violating state statutes, U.S. codes. You're violating policies and procedures that you set about bullying with some of what you've done. And here's the best news. You have now pierced the veil of protection that you have as a school board member. You're no longer protected by your insurance. You are each individually, civilly, and criminally responsible.
Amen.
And I have news for you so that you're aware. I know my time's up. I don't care. They don't care either. You know what? When you do that, when you violate U.S. code, when you violate U.S. code, you can turn my mic off. I can speak louder. Okay.
See, look at this, folks. These are your representative servants attacking the parents. And this is what's going on across the country. So Keith turns around and educates the people in there as to the lawlessness in which they are exhibiting on that board.
For what they're doing here. See how they handle it? See how they're teaching our children?
The board member called for a recess, and all of them walked out of the room during the time that Keith was speaking to the people like a bunch of 15-year-old little snots. I kid you negative. See, folks, we're tired of it. Americans are tired of it. See, and, of course, they're right there to go ahead and shout you down, Keith. And the problem that I have, we have Keith Haskell online with us right now. The problem I have with this, Keith, is they all agree with you, but they're all going along with this pretended authority coming from the school board who feels safe enough to go ahead and attack the parents and the students. What say you?
Well, guilty as charged that we fell into their games. You know, we were one of my favorite brands in the old days, Asleep at the Wheel. We were asleep at the wheel, and that's why this happened. It didn't happen overnight. It happened inch by inch, item by item. We've seen it for 30 years. It's just like the Bible, Bradley, where the devil comes in and takes a little at a time. They started with what? I don't know. Not having our constitution in the school board, or was it not saying prayer in public schools? And then it was, the flag? I can't remember. Was it the flag or was it Christmas first? You can't have Christmas.
It was prayer in 1962, but yes.
Exactly, right? But
yes.
That's what I'm saying. So this started way back then, and we, you know, it wasn't that big of a deal because we let it all go little by little, and look where we are today. Shame on us.
That's right. Keith, let's get to the meat and bones of this conversation. So what was that, a preliminary? Was that a warning? Because the next step after having you come in now is Nick Hillman goes behind you, puts them on notice, and then sues them. Am I correct? Keith, I got to take a hard break. Hold on to that answer. I'll get right back to it in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Judith Reisman, PhD. And I am visiting professor of law at the Liberty School of Law and president of the Institute for Media Education. Sons of Liberty is an important, incredibly valuable resource for anyone who tries to keep up with where our world has been and where it's going. I urge people to listen.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, I'm going to play a little piece of Keith Haskell, the investigator that went to the board meeting last night with Nick Hillman. When they took it to them and laid the law out, I'm going to bring about a bird's eye view so you can see how the board responded to Keith Haskell. I'm going to get to that in just a moment, but if you want to watch it, sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the right side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, or go to the top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. Final segment, 1-866-582-9933. I'm going to play the end piece of Keith speaking here. And Keith, what I want to show them right now is how they responded to the law when you are holding them to it. So folks, check this out and watch how they responded to Keith during the end of his, proclamation. Here we go.
U.S. codes, you're violating policies and procedures that you set about bullying with some of what you've done. And here's the best news. You have now pierced the veil of protection that you have as a school board member. You're no longer protected by your insurance. You are each individually, civilly, and criminally responsible. Okay. And I have news for you so that you're aware. I know my time's up. I don't care. They don't care either. You know what? When you do that, when you violate U.S. code, when you violate U.S. code, you can turn my mic off. I can speak louder.
Recess.
Look at how the board members,
when they break the veil of protection like this,
are treating Keith for calling them out for their lawlessness. Look at how they got up and walked out like a bunch of 15-year-old snotty kids that didn't have their way. That totally offended me, to say the least.
See how they're teaching our children?
To say the least. Sorry, the least.
Don't listen to the students. Well, guess what? We're going to get a little louder. Everybody, my name is Keith Haskell. I am an investigator with the National Task Force, and this parent group has hired us to come here. Enjoy your recess. Be sure to bring your mask with you.
Okay, so right when he was done talking, then they all came back in and sat down. The disrespect shown, Keith, to me, was second to none. I was in the overflow room, and I didn't get to see all. I didn't see them walk out the way that they did, but what happened is when I walked over there and I found out what they did, I was totally offended. I was totally offended, hoping to see them in the hallway, but then you guys told me when I met up with you at the other end of the hall that they all sat down again. What was your take and what was your response during that particular time?
Well, people lead by example, and I don't totally blame the school board. We have, I quoted it in my presentation to them, and that's all it was. We're led by Timmy the Tyrant Walls, who doesn't play nice in the sandbox, and now our school boards think they can behave like that, too. They're following Walls. They're following Ellison. They're following Dan Malcolm from the Department of Health. We don't have to answer you. We don't have to hear you. We don't have to listen to you. Oh, by the way, elections are coming. Please vote for us.
Yep. Let's go a little bit deeper than that, Keith. Can we share with our listeners the conversation that we had concerning the correspondence between the DOH, the Department of Health, the overseer, and the governor from the state of Minnesota? Can you share that information with us, please?
Oh, absolutely. Through a Data Practice Act, it was discovered that the governor is not only using his official government email address, but he's using his old email address from Mankato State University, which he's no longer tied to, departmentofeducation.edu, and he's taking emails from there and sending them to the Department of Health, literally asking them to lie, to fabricate, to inflate numbers to make it look like high school sports were a super spreader of the COVID virus. Now, I don't know about you, Bradley. I was always taught by my parents, and I didn't always listen as a kid, but anything short of 100% truth is not truth, and therefore it's a lie.
Yeah.
So well, yeah. You're sending a line, an email out like that, I will tell your national audience right now, Governor Tim Walz from the state of Minnesota, you, sir, are a liar.
Yes, he is. And what's interesting, though, the American people somehow or another believe that he needs to lie like, I don't know, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 times before he's actually a real liar. And, I mean, as if to suggest that they themselves are the standard rather than the Christ that they say that they serve, a lie is a lie, and it seems that the more that they try to cover them concerning politicians or liars in general, it just snowballs into a snowball in the size of where it just gets out of hand, and then they're found out. And Proverbs 19:9 tells us that. But now let me go back to this, Keith. So what's the process from this point on after that board meeting of you and Nick Hillman confronting that school board? What is the process? Now.
So we had a meeting with a parent group right before the school board meeting that Nick Hillman has been asking for. And normally when I talk to a school board and address them, it's that shot across the bow. It's the Scud missile because they've been shooting blank. So we shoot a Scud missile across the bow. Unfortunately for this school board, they've aired enough of their own egregious behavior on their own YouTube channel. So I was able to view it, watch it, download it, and save it. So last night, shot across the bow was kind of after the fact because the paperwork and the evidence is already pouring in, the investigation's already underway, and that parent group, by a show of hands, unanimously told me last night that they were not going to quit or be satisfied with resignations, that they want to continue with this lawsuit no matter what. And I did explain to them they're drawing a line in the sand. That's going to create some friction in their community. They might lose some friendships or even family acquaintance, family conversation over this. And they're a relatively small community, but you know what? They all said, you got to do what you got to do. And when wrong is wrong, you have to do what's right to try to make it right.
Amen. Now let me ask you in closing, Keith, would it be advantageous to give out your information for people that say that they want to actually do the same thing in their particular state as to what we're doing here in the state of Minnesota? Or are you so overburdened right now that you have no time to do it? And if that's the case, then who could we point the finger to as far as getting someone to bring it to their school board in their particular states?
Right. So the National Action Task Force is national.
Okay.
We don't have a state coordinator in every state, but we have someone like myself that kind of coordinate a couple of states. So if they just go to national-taskforce.org, they can get online there and get started. It's free. Just get digging in and find out where to go. There's drop-down bars, et cetera. And I will say this. If people want to email me directly, I am totally fine. I will take the time to point them in the right direction, seek out their state coordinator, or hook them up with somebody that can respond in their area.
Yeah.
That email is the numbers, like the area code. So it's 507-PATRIOT, and then MN, like the initials for Minnesota. 507-PATRIOT-MN@gmail.com.
Okay, @gmail.com. I'm giving it to the people as we speak now. I totally appreciate your time, Keith, and I'm sure we'll be doing this again. I'm looking forward to seeing the hammer drop because I suspect that when that happens, that's going to drive fear in others that are violating law the same way that they are in this particular school. So, again, Keith, we totally appreciate you, and I will talk to you soon, brother from another mother.
We will as well, sir. We'll get you, if nothing else, I'll see you in person in Iowa shortly.
Sounds good. Thank you, Keith. I totally appreciate it. By the way, he just said Iowa. He is going to be the MC there. If you want to check out our schedule, please go to Bradley's schedule on sonsoflibertymedia.com. I'll be the main speaker out there. We also have Michigan coming up in January. And again, it looks like we're going to be going into other cities and states throughout the United States, Kansas, Colorado, South Dakota. Looks like California is coming up again. So if you're interested in having us come out and shake, rattle and roll, that's what we do, friends. Just go ahead and give us a call and book that. Now's the time to do it. We're about 3 months out. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Now listen, yesterday when I walked into the school board meeting, it was right when I walked into where they filmed this confrontation, let's call it that, because that's what it was. A lady handed me a mask, and I said, I'm not wearing that. And I brought my son with me, and she said, well, you're going to have to go in the overflow room. So in almost all the chairs were filled, almost, I said, but there was still room for us. We went into the overflow area. All of a sudden, probably 12 people came in. They all had masks on. They were all going along with this pretended authority. It is not lawful. And so what happened is on the way down there, the lady that handed me the mask, if you look, on social media platforms, she's up on the top left side here. Well, she was leading me to the overflow room. I asked her the question. I said, ma'am, why are you wearing that mask? And she looked at me, and she didn't answer me, and I said, ma'am. So I tapped her, and I said, why are you wearing that mask? The manufacturers tell us that they don't work. She said, I'm not going to have that conversation. Isn't it interesting? She wanted me to put a mask on that didn't work. And yet she didn't want me to put any questions to her in any sense of the word, okay? But when I asked her concerning why it was that she is wearing it herself, she didn't want to have that conversation. See, they're just doing what they're told. And see, this is how an oppressive government starts. It flows down from the top to the bottom. And these people are acting accordingly as to their master's friends. And it's not good in any sense of the word. While I was in the back room, everybody clapped for Nick Hillman. Everybody clapped for Keith Haskell. Both times I said, as I turned around, I said, well, then take off your masks. One lady sat there and tried to justify the unjustifiable. Why are we in trouble? I just told you. Quit going along with this pretended authority, friends. Love you by what we do.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding.
Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.